Viter in Shas, we're in Bava Kama, Daf Samach, picking it up towards the middle of the page by the Mishnah. By the Mishnah. Zokt the Heilige, 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 Heilige Mishnah. Hashalech Hasber, continue on with fire. Hashalech Hasber is someone who sends a fire out. Vachal Eitim Ovanim Oafar, and it goes and it eats up wood, stone, or earth. Then the person is going to be Chaya for doing that. Shinemar's upon success. He says to Eishu Matzah Kotza Menechel Godesh Oakam Oasad Shalim. Fire goes out and it finds thorns or a stack of grain or grain that's standing or a field is eaten up. Then the one who sent it out, the one who set up the fire, he's going to have to pay. Amarava. Why do you have to read all of them? Tzrichi. You need to say them all. Dikas rachmana kotzim. We just would have said thorns. Half a minute, I would have thought. Kotzim hu dechayev rachmana. Only coats, only thorns to the right. Mishum de shchiach ish gabaya, because it makes sense that fire is found with thorns. Ushchiach to pasha, and it also someone would be very poshea by such a thing. Since those are things that are burnt anyway, people don't care to keep the fire away from rushes. Ain b'nei adam mistaharin b'hen de lakach umden hilkach ikalamim b'ze pasha. You say it's poshea. Avol gadish shalushchiach ish gabaya. When it comes to grain, a stack of grain, which people are not, you know, they're not going to be. Fire is not found by the Mishushchiach B'Pasha. People are not going to be negligent. To aim below them, we say that person is not going to be chayav for such a thing. Therefore, we had to write that. Rashi says to Ikel Meimer Onos. We can see his Onos. Because Rachmana Gadish Shavuda said the stack of grain, then Havamina thought Gadish Chayav Rachmana. That's where you're going to be chayav Mishum. The Hefsed Merubu. That's considered a serious Hefsed. Aval Kotzim. The Hefsed Muat. That's a small thing. Aim below. It's maybe not going to be chayav. Kama Lomeli. We have to say the standing grain. Shtikel Ma Kama Bagali. Because just like Kama is something which is Galui, is revealed, it is open, it is seen. I'm Kol B'Galui, so it has to be everything that is Galui. everything that be Galui also, and that's why you have to write that. Ula Rabbi Yehuda, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Mechayev in this case, Taman B'Yesh, he says that even Taman is going to be, you're going to be Chayev for Taman as well. What does he see? Kamali, why do I need it? Lamali, Kama, Lamali, Larabos, Kol Bali, Kome, Koma is coming to include all Bali, Koma, Rashi says, Alf Bali, Chayev, even animals, for Ilanus and trees. For Abanan, and what if the Abanan who say that that's coming to teach something else, so you're not going to be chayav for fire that's covered. L'rabbas kol ba'alei koma minalu. How does he know that that's included? Nafgalu me'o ha'koma. From it says the word o. Rabbi Huda, what does he do? O mi'boilei l'chalik. He says, no, to make a distinction between the two. Don't think you have to burn both of those things in order to be chayav, even each individually. For Rabbanam, l'chalik minalu. How does he know to do that? Nafgalu me'o ha'sada. The word o comes up a few times. That's where he learns it from. Rabbi Huda, what does he do? How does he understand the fact that it's o again? Aidi, the cause of rechmana, o ha'kama, cause of o ha'sada. Since it's just a linguistic thing. Since it said o, but the first one says o by the second one also, but it's not coming to teach you another din. Sada lamali, why do I have to have the word sada over there? If it's coming to include, they're going to be chayiv if the fire touches upon a plowed field, or it singes, it scorches the plowed field, or it singes the stones. Why don't you say sada, and you'll have all those things, in the sada. Tzrichi, you need it. Because rachmana sada, which is what I said, sada, have a minute, would have thought, ma sheba sada in, those things that are in the field, meaning things that are, Rashi says, tevua kamar, things that are produce. Tevua kamar krav, velo karka, mamish. Lahacha, therefore, lahachi, kasa rachmana behedya, dahashta da ta. Isra be sada legufa shel karka. Midachrinu back into the Gemara, I would have thought Masha besada in midachrinu lo. Kamashom is going to tell you even things that are not in the field, even not the produce, even just the ground, the karka. Bad things don't come to the world unless there are rishaim. There are wicked people. Wicked people that are in the world. It starts only with the tzaddikim. First, they're the ones who get the brunt of it. Well, it starts off on them. Like it says, when a fire goes out and it finds thorns. When does that happen? When there are coats and they're found there, when there are thorns that are found there, it's referencing the Rishayim. It starts off with the Rishayim first. With the Tzaddikim first. Shenem is a pasuk says v'nechel gadish. It says that it has a gadish. Some guy laughing very loud behind me. Shenem v'nechel gadish, because it says and it eats a gadish. Okay, so pasuk says that v'nechel gadish, that in the same pasuk a stack of grain, and that's referencing Tzaddikim, is going to get consumed. V'ena gadish. Ve'achal gadish lo nemar, ela ve'ne'echal gadish. Not that achal, but ne'echal, which means that a stack of grain is going to be already eaten, it's already consumed. Shenechal gadish kfar, it already happened. Tani Rav Yosef, Yosef's taught. My d'chsev, what does it mean when it says in the pasuk? This is talking about that makas b'choros. on the by Mitzrayim. Atam lo seitu ish mipesach beis ad boker. Yidden, do not leave your house, enter your house until the morning. Question is why? What's pshat? Why can't they leave till the morning? Kevin shi ditam rishos lamashchis. Since rishos lamashchis, since the power of destruction was given out there. Einu mafchem bein tzaddikim rishon. Doesn't make the distinction between great righteous people and wicked people. V'lo od elah shemaskem and tzaddikim tchilah. Not only that, but it starts from the tzaddikim first. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'hichrati mimeich tzaddik v'rasha. I've cut off righteous and wicked from you. And what does it start with first in Yecheskel? It starts off the tzaddikim first. Okay. Bachi Rav Yosef, Rav Yochev came and he cried. Kuli hai nami la'ayin. La'ayin domin. Are the tzaddikim like nothing? Why is it that they're getting punished all the time? What's going on? Hamalei Abaye says, actually, no, this is a good thing, because tivusu l'gabayim, it's going to be something good for them, because they don't have to see all the terrible things that are happening there. D'chsiv mipnei ha'ra'a nes of a tzaddik, like the pasuk says in Yeshaya, that it's because of the evil that the righteous one was gathered in, so they just have to see the terrible things. Some review Domarav comes and he says, beep, turn the page. Samach HaMubes, Li'olim Mikanes Adam B'chitov, V'yetzi B'chitov. A person, when he's on his way, when he's going to travel, he should always come in while it's good. I don't know if you hear this, but like this, I'm in some place, and this guy is laughing away, and I'm so happy for him. But it's a bit disturbing. Okay, Li'olim Mikanes Adam B'chitov, Rashi says, Ba'od Chama Zarachas, when it's still, the sun is out, Yolin B'malon, don't, you know, go to a hotel and don't wait till it starts getting dark. In the morning, don't get up to go until it becomes light outside. Kitov lishna ma'aliyah ha'or kitov klomer tov hu latzis bo v'lekanes bo v'neham azikin v'listim, because of all the damaging things that could be over there. So therefore, make sure a person should enter in, meaning while it's still light out, and go only start to go when it's still light out, when it starts getting light. Shenemar v'atem lo seitu ish. Pesach Beis Ad Boker, like Pasuk says, don't leave the entrance of the morning until the house until the morning. Tana Rabbanan Dever Beir. When the Dever comes, Dever is a type of makkah, bad stuff. Then Kanis Raglecha, get inside when there's like some sort of play going on. Shenemar V'atem Lo Seitzu Ish Mipesach Beis Ad Boker. Like we said, Lo Seitzu Ish, don't go out from the Pesach Beis until the morning. V'omer Lecha Mi Bo Bechad Derecha Uskord Losecha Badecha. Go, people. And enter your rooms and close your door behind you, and that is, you know, be away from all the terrible things that are happening. For Omer Michutz to Shakel Cheruv Mechadorim Ema, and also the pasuk says in Devarim, on the outside the sword, meaning the Malach HaMavis, is going to cause some people to mourn, and indoors there's going to be fear. Maiva Omer, why did you bring a second pasuk over here? Avchitei Mahani Mi LeBeleliya, because you would have thought that maybe the first pasuk was talking about Makas Becharos, is talking about at nighttime, aval biyamamalo, but not when the morning, early morning, toshma, lechami bo b'chaderechos kor delasecha. Just go inside, it doesn't matter when it is. V'chitem, if you want to say, hani mi lehichad aleka eima migavoy, this is only in a case where there's no fear inside. Aval hechad ike eima migavoy, when there's fear inside, kinafach yasev b'ini yinshe b'tzavta ba'alma tfeim aliyu, it's better than go out with people, just, you know, to be with other people. Toshma, so we learn out, that's not the case. Michutz to shakel cheruv mechadarim ema. On the outside, the sword will bereave, while indoors there will be dread. Afal gav to mechadarim ema. Even though on the inside there's going to be fear, michutz to shakel cheruv. Outside there's going to be sword bereavement. So, don't get involved. Rava beidan rischa havisachar kave. Rava would during the times of rischa during anger, meaning when there's some sort of play going on. Rashi says dever rischa sachar kave sasam chalonos. He would close the windows. Like the pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, that death has come through the windows. If he would close his windows. Tana Rabbanan, Ra'av Ba'ir. If there's a famine that's in the city, Pazir Aglecha, then get out of there. That is, get your legs, be mafazir there, go to somewhere else with his food. Shenemar Va'irov Ba'aret Va'ir Davra Mitzrayma Lagorsham. There was a famine. He went to go live in Mitzrayim. Va'omer, and it says Im Amarnu Nova Ir, that this is a pasuk in Malachim. It says there are four men who are Mitzrayim at the gate of the city. They said one to the next, "Why should we sit here until we die if we propose to enter the city?" Va'rov Ba'ir V'Masnu Sham. There's a famine in the city, and we're going to die there. Right? If we remain over here, we're going to die. So therefore, they're saying, let's go to another place, and if, you know, to Aram, if they let us live, we'll live, and they put us to death, we'll die, but we're here for sure going to die. My Vomer, why are you bringing another pasuk over here to tell us this idea that this is a rav to go leave? And if you want to say that it's only apply where there's no suffix nefashos in the place you're going to, but if you're going to go to another place and it's a suffix, who knows if you're going to even live or going to die, then maybe don't do it. Tashma, therefore comes to tell you, let's go to this Aram, let's live or live, if we die we die, but over here we're definitely, it's Bari v'shema, Bari Shema Adav here. Bar, if we stay, we die. Shema, if we go, something will happen, but let's go over there. Tanu Rabbanon, Dever Ba'ir. When you're Dever there, Aliyah Halich Adam Ba'emsa Derech, a person should not go in the middle of the road. Don't go in the middle of the road. Because Malcham Ovis hangs out over there. Since Malcham Ovis has given Rishus to go into kill, Maski Lehedya, he goes out in the open. Shalom Be'ir, if there's peace over there, Al Yahalach Mitzid Drachim, then don't go on the side of the road. Stay careful, the less the Rishus, since he has no Rishus, Mech Mechabu Yemeske, he goes and he hides and he does things on the sides of the road. So, if there's bad things going on, don't go in the middle, stay on the sides. And if there's good things going on, don't go on the sides, stay in the middle. Tanu Rabbanan, Dever Be'ir, there's a plague going on in the city, Ali Kenny Sadam Yachad Levesa Knesses, don't go into Shul by yourself. Shamal Chamovis Makbid, Mafkid Sham Kalev. The Malachimov leaves his Kalem over there. Leaves his Kalem over there. Interesting. Vahani Midiyechad the Lokari Beda Dardiki. This is only if kids are not shtagging over there. Velom Matzlu Beasara. And only if you have 10 people that are not davening over there. But if you have the Kindalach shtagging, they look at Toyura, or 10 men are davening over there, then you can go over there. Tanu Rabbanan, Klavim Bochim, if there are dogs that are crying, you know, they're going, oh, the Malachim Ovis Baliyah, that means the Malachim Ovis came. Klav Mesachim, if the dogs are Mesachik, if they're having a good time, Eliyahu Navi Baliyah, that means Elijah the prophet's there. Vahani Mili, the less Behu Nekeva, that's only if there's not a Nekeva over there, because there's a Nekeva, maybe it's because of the Nekeva. And the reason it's so excited is because, you know, they got a female friend there. Okay, Yosef Rav Ami Rav Asi Kamid Rav Yitzchak Nafcha. They were hanging out over there. And Mar Amar Lay, he asked, Lema, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, that's what they're saying, Lema Mar Shmaitse. So he says, tell us, teaching. Mar Amar Lay. And the other one asked, I'm sorry, one asked Rav Yitzchak Nafcha, Let teach us halacha. And the other one says, "Lema there, Maragata, tell us Agata." Pasach lemer Maragata below Shavuk Mar. So he Shavuk Mar. He starts to say Agata, but the other one who wanted to hear halacha didn't let him. Pasach lemer Shmaitz below Shavuk Mar. Started to say halacha, and then the other one didn't let him. Like each one wanted to hear what they wanted to hear. Amalam he says to him, "Emshelcha mashal." Let me tell you a little mashal. What's going on over here? Lamad Vidome, what's it similar to? Ladam shesu shtei nashim. Guy's married to two women. Achas yelda vachas again. One's young, one's old. Yaldam alekes of the levanos. The young one pulls out all his white hairs in order that the man look younger. Skena melkul alekes lo shchoros. The other one pulls out his black hair so that he should look older. Nimzakiriach mikana mikana. He ends up being bald from both sides of them. Like, what are you doing over here? Now I'm not end up teaching you anything here because you guys didn't let me do it. Amar lahem. Then he says, Ihachi, if this is the case, I'm going to tell you something that's going to answer both of you. It's going to be in a gadik halacha. Both of you are going to be happy with this. When a fire goes out and it finds thorns, when it says teitzei, it means goes out. That means that it goes to someone else's stuff by itself. But then it says shalim shalim amavir sabera. This is one who made the fire. He's going to have to go and pay it, which implies that it's someone else who did it. So, Rashi says that kisetzi me'atzma anachnu gomar garamnu lo, we cause it kilkilunu, that it should damage. Hashem is going to pay as if he's the one who did it. So let's see what's going on over here. This is saying that it's because of the averus that we did that destroyed and burned Yerushalayim. That's like it went by, and then when it says it went by itself, Still, it goes and says, the one who made it is going to pay. It's Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to pay for this fire that I came along and that I ignited, that I lit. I lit the fire in Sion, in Yerushalayim. Like the Pasuk says, he lit a fire in Sion, which consumed its foundations. Va'ani osid livnosabesh, and I'm going to go and build it with fire in the future. Shenemer va'ani eyalach chomasei saviv, and I will be for it a wall of fire around it, around luchavodek besocha, and for honor, I'll be inside of it. Shmaitza. Now the halacha is pasach hakasav b'niskei mamono. The pasuk starts with nezek by his property. V'siyam b'niskei gufon, ends off with Nezek, which is from his goof, right? Because it finishes off by speaking about the person is the one who's actually lighting it up, which is saying that he's the one who actually set it on fire. Lo melacha is coming to tell you, Esho mishum chitzav, that you're chayav for fire because of arrows. Remember, we had a machlokas way earlier about his Esho mishum chitzav mishum amono. Rashi says kizori chitz. It's like throwing an arrow. Shamazik mirachok. The ihu gufe of it. He himself did it. Hachanami ihu gufe of it. He's the one who did it. Vanafka mini lechayvo bedala devarim. Im huzak ba adam kevani reperik base. And you have to pay the entire ripoy shavas and boshas, like we said earlier. Okay. Zokta heilig apasuk. Vayisave David vayomer mi ashkeni mayim ba'or mibeis lechem asher b'shar. David Melchi was had a taiva. He said, if someone could give me to drink water from the well of a base lechem, that's in the base, that asher b'shar, that's by the gate of the city. Vayivku shloshes ha-giborim b'machem plishtim. Three giborim, three strong, mighty men, they broke into the machem of the plishtim. Vayishavu mayim b'or based lechem asher b'shar. And they went ahead and they got water from that place, which is by the shar. They brought it back to David HaMelech. All right, let's understand what's going on. My kamei b'ale, what exactly is HaMelech talking about? So let's break it down. We're going to see a number of different answers, three different answers. Here we go. Amar Rav HaMenachem, tamun be'esh kamei b'ale. He's talking about hidden things that where there's fire. Ikar Rabbi Yehuda, if you want to see, if are we going like Rabbi Yehuda? Ikar Rabbanan, or do we pass like Rabbanan? Rabbi Yehuda says that you're chayav for hidden things. Rabbanan says you're not chayav for hidden things. Upashtule, my de pashtule. And they answered him whatever they answered him. This is a, the Gemara will explain this. Rashi says that Maisa Balafanov, there was a happening that came in front of him, B'machane, Shesarfa Anoshav Gadish Yisrael. Someone came and burnt the Gadish of Yisrael, V'nitzach Lishal Halacha, Im Chayevim L'Shalom Kelev Atmunim B'socha. Do they have to pay for the Kelev that were there, Tom, and they're hidden there, like Rabbi Yehuda? O Piturin Krabanan, are they going to be Potter like the Rabbanan say? Upashtalim, Ad Upashtalim, and they answered him whatever they answered him, talking about the Sanhedrin. That is one way of understanding this. Rav Huna Amar, right? So that is like the way that, right? According to Rav Yehuda, we would say that it'd be chayiv to go and pay for these things. According to Rabbanan, they say that you're going to be putter. Rav Huna Amar, another answer: Gedishim de Sa'arim de Yisrael Havu. The stacks of barley that belong to Yidden. Rashi says Akras Samach Tchsevati Chelkas Asada Malaya Sa'arim. There's stacks of barley that belong to Yidden, Dahavu Mitamri Plishtimu, that the Plishtim were hiding, and David wanted to go and set fire them to get out the Oivim, the enemies. Vakami Bailis, he was saying, Maula Hatzil Atzim Mong Mechavero, is a mutter to save yourself, but with the property of someone else. Shachule, the Sanhedrin said back to him, Usir Lahatzil Atzim Mong Mechavero, it's Usir to go and save yourself with your friend's property. Meaning, you could do it, but you have to pay for it. Avalata Melechata, but you're the king. And the king can break through areas of someone else's thing in order to go and make a path for his people. And no one's going to be mocha over here. So yes, you'll let it burn it up over there. Answer number three. Really, there were stacks of barley that belonged to Yidden. That's where David HaMelech's army was there. Gedishim da Adashim de Plishtim. And the stacks of Adashim or lentils that belonged to the Plishtim. That was in their area. Vakomi Bailu, he was asking, Mao Lito Kedishim Shasarm de So Litin Lefne Behemto. Can we go ahead as a mutter to take the Yiddish stuff of barley and to put it in front of the animal, someone's animal, Amanasa Shalom Kedishim Shal Dashim the Plishim, in order to repay with the Plishim stuff later. They can go and take the Plishim stuff. Shalchulei, So they sent back the Sanhedrin said, Chavol Yashiv Rasha, Gazil Yisham, the wicked person returns a pledge, repays for his theft. Meaning, Afal Pisha Gazil Misham, even though a person repays his theft, Rasha, who's considered a Rasha by doing such a thing, because you took what you do, someone else's stuff. So therefore it's us to go and take some of these things, even though you're gonna pay for it. Val Ata Melechata. Who are you, the king? The melech can go and do such a thing, and no one's going to be moch over here. Rashi says, "Geder sadeh steyachir lasos lo derech v'ule uchlusin shelo for his army shelo darmina b'vabasa delach amerech in l'shira he can go and do what he's got to do." Okay. Now, bishalom adamer lach lufei. It makes sense according to one that says the David Melech wanted to switch the stuff that was owned by Jews for those that were owned by the Plishtim. That's what it says in one pasuk in Shmuel. It says that there was a part of the field that was full of lentils. It was full of barley. That's how it makes sense. They're doing a switcheroo over there. That's what he was saying. Right? The Yidden had one thing and the Plishtim had another. According to one who says that David wanted to burn the barley in order to get the pleashtim out, why would I need these two psukim over here? One's going in, right? Where were the pleashtim hiding? Was it barley or was it lentils? They could say back, there were also stacks of lentils owned by Yidden that were next to that of barley. They were hiding over there also. So therefore, speaking about the different places of where they were actually hiding. So it's not a problem. Bishlam Adam Lemikilde, according to the second Pshat, or the current Pshat said they went to burn it. That's why it says he made a stand in the middle of the portion and he saved it. Right? Sanhedrin told David HaMelech that he wasn't allowed to go and burn it, other than the fact that he's the Melech. Says Rashi, Vayatzileha, Shelo Yisrafua. Hov also Lahatzil's Atzim, one of the Chavir. It's also to go and do it with one of the Chavir. Lamanda Armid Lachlufe, it's like to exchange one for the next. Mayo Vayatzileha, what does it mean that, and he saved it? It's not about saving it, right? You're going to be paying for it, Manavshach. So the Gemara, no, the Lo Shavak Lo Lachlufe. All it means is that he didn't allow them to make a switch one to the next. Okay, now Bishlamahani Tartian and Sliv Chekroi. It makes sense, according to both of them, that they wanted to burn the enemy out or that they wanted to go and exchange one for the next. That's why you have two psukim over here that's talking about the different things that are there. One speaking about barley and one speaking about the idea of a dashim of lentils. Beep, turn the page. Samech Aleph Amalef. Elamad Amar Tomin Be'esh Kami Bo'ele. According to the one who says that Dovnach was asking a question about things that are hidden and they get destroyed by the fire, my ivule cry. Then why do we need these psukim? Rashi says, V'loger sin and trey. Okay, why do we need this? It says the Gemara in a chinami. Amalach, so he said back to you that Taman v'chad me'anach kami ba'ilei. David HaMelech is asking actually about two things over there. It's not just about one over there. He wants to know about Taman and about one of the other two questions over there, whether or not you can save yourself someone else's property or you can go and do the exchange. Bishalom Adamer, Hani Tarti. Okay, makes sense going to the one who says these two. The last two answers that Dov Melech could do because he's the king. Then we understand what it means at the end of the pasuk. Dov refused to drink it, meaning he didn't want to go and go with the kula that the Hedrim gave him to do because he's the king. Amar Kevin de Ike Suri says, since there's an Isser over here for, you know, a regular person to do it, lo nichali, it's not pleasant for me to behave in a way which is not right, even though I can do it. Elamanda Amar, Talmud Beish coming by, all he's asking is a question about the things that are hidden in the fire. Michti, Gemara hu deshalchule. They sent him a Gemara. This is our tradition. Rashi says, "Lo nitzrach ela lumod halacha kamosha shalchu lo umay velo ava." Right? It's a straightforward tradition as whether he's going to be chayiv or not going to be chayiv, and therefore you don't have to be machmir over there. My lo ava l'shtomim. What does it mean that he refused to drink it? That he didn't want to take it in? And for the Gemara, the lo amrinu mishmayu. What does it mean that he didn't want to drink it? Doesn't mean that he didn't want to do what they said, but rather, he said that. What it means is that he never said the halacha in their name. The people that went ahead and they risked their lives to go get it to him. Amar kach mekublanim beis dino shashmul aramasi. This I received from the beis dino of Shmuel. Kol amoser atzma lomos of the Torah. Someone who gives himself to die on the words of Torah. Ein omim dvar halacha mishmuel. We don't say dvar halacha in his name. Pasuk over there goes on and says, Vayasech Osam LaHashem, and David poured it out onto Hashem. Bishlam Madamar Hanitartu said those two answers, like we said, Mishum David L'Shem Shamayim, because we could say that the Pasuk means he acted L'Shem Shamayim by being Machman himself, that he didn't want to give in to his Kula. Rashi says, Kevin the Iki Yisura Gabi Inishdalma, since there's an Isra for normal people to do it. Lamadamar Taman Ba'esh, talking about the case of Taman Ba'esh, and he's not as in that he doesn't want to say the Allah in the name of these people. My Vayasech Osam LaHashem, what does it mean? He poured it out onto Hashem. It means that Amrinu Mishma de Gemara, that he said these halachas in the name of the Gemara, the tradition, but he didn't say a particular person when he mentioned it. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.